Live from Atlanta, site of Super Bowl 53, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey now, what's cracking? Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. The Wednesday edition of the program. Normally, I'm coming to you from Southern California in the Quicken Loan Studios. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently, but you know that's not the case today. We busted out. It is the mother of all road trips. We are in the ATL for Super Bowl 53, and today is an enormous day. We are wall-to-wall. Every single segment, we are booked out. It's going to be the best day of the week so far. In fact, so good that I've got a guest right off the very top of the program. We go there right now. We are joined to start off our Wednesday program with a quarterback for the Houston Texans. He is a Pro Bowler, more than 4,700 total yards, 31 touchdowns this season, the first quarterback in team history to throw for at least 25 TDs and fewer than 10 interceptions. He was an All-American. He was a national champion at Clemson. He led the Texans to the playoffs this season and today. If you're watching on CBS Sports Network, you know this. He is appearing courtesy of Gatorade and their new limited edition flavor. You know I'm talking about Deshaun Watson. Deshaun, good to see you.
What's up, man? I'm good. How are you?
Good, man. How are you living? How's life?
It's great. It's a blessing. Like you said, came from Orlando. Had an opportunity to go to the Pro Bowl, which is awesome. So it's all good.
All right, that's where I'm starting right now. You did have a chance to go to Orlando. The opportunity, that was your first Pro Bowl. What was that experience like for you?
I mean, it was awesome. Be able to kind of just, you know, let the family, you know, enjoy Disney World, be able to be around all the other great athletes, kind of, you know, pick their brains and have fun with them. So it was a good experience. I enjoyed it.
Everybody I've talked to who goes there, especially the first time, says it's good for that very thing. You can get around the fellas. You can pick their brains. Was there anybody in particular that you were looking to kind of meet with or talk to?
Most of the guys, especially on the AFC, I kind of met. We played them or, you know, I've seen them around. But it was cool to be able to hang around with, you know, Von Miller a little bit and Melvin Ingram and some of the Charger players for sure.
We're talking to Deshaun Watson as part of that game, too. Late in the game, you hit Jalen Ramsey for a TD pass.
What do you
make of my man's route running ability?
It was actually good. It was actually good. It was actually a run play because we were trying to get the fullback 42, the MVP. So we were actually a run play. Then Jalen broke the huddle and was like, hey, give me a slant. So I was like, all right, cool. I'll get you a slant. And he ran a good route and came over.
Hey, man, what's weird? And what's more weird? Offensive guys rushing the quarterback, defensive guys running routes, or a fullback winning the MVP?
Man, we really wanted the fullback to win the MVP. We thought he was going to win it.
All right, and he did. Deshaun Watson joining me here on Radio Row.
Yes, sir.
You told PFT that when it comes to you and Patrick Mahomes, quote, hopefully we get that Peyton and Tom Brady type of match every year. So when you watch Mahomes, what do you think about his game? What do you see when you watch him play?
I mean, he's a guy that's very, good for leadership of that team. He makes the plays all the time outside the pocket. He makes every throw. He has a strong arm. The play is never over, and he has that team, you know, in his hands, and he can do whatever he wants to in that offense. So, scoring a lot of points and having a lot of confidence.
You know, I'll tell you what's really interesting to me about what you just said. The guy can do so many different things physically, but you started with his ability to lead, his leadership. He can lead from the front.
Right.
Everybody says the same thing about you. What's it like coming in as a young guy, and you got to lead other guys that, other than football, sometimes you don't have a lot in common with them because they're older, they've got families.
Right.
I mean, not to use the word, but the grown-ass men you got to lead out there.
For sure.
How do you connect with those guys?
You just got to be yourself. You just got to be able to find ways to kind of connect. And the interesting part is, especially for our locker room, is a lot of the older guys want to, you know, always try to stay young. So, and since I'm young and hip.
I know, man. I'm old enough to be the older guy's dad, so I know what you're saying, man.
Right. So everyone kind of relates to me and kind of draw that attention. So it's pretty cool to have that opportunity.
We're talking to Deshaun Watson leading from the front, you know, and you got to be authentic. What about the leadership, your ability to lead? A lot of that's natural,
a lot
of that you're born with. But you've been around others that I'm sure you've drawn upon. Who are some of the guys you learned about leadership from?
J.J. Watt. Jonathan Joseph, DeAndre Hopkins, guys like that Tyrann Mathieu for sure, especially this year. Just watching them from afar and just kind of conversating with them and just kind of just being yourself. That was the biggest thing. Be yourself. Don't try to force the issue. If you be yourself and know when to speak and know how to speak, everyone will listen.
Can I tell you, one of my favorite athletes ever, and they pay me not to play favorites. I say this all the time. One of my favorite guys ever is Tyrann Mathieu.
Yeah.
Man, I love the guy. I love his game. I love his attitude. What's it like playing with him, having him in the same locker room?
It's awesome. He's a team. He sets the tone for every game. He's the one talking to us, motivating us, and you can just feel his energy whenever you step on the field. So it's awesome to have him in that locker room.
You know, your rookie season obviously was amazing, and then it got cut short by that knee injury. And until you go through something like that, you never really know how you're going to react.
Right.
What was it like to work your way back? And was the bigger challenge the physical side or the psychological side?
Really the physical side. It was very, very tough. I mean, just kind of the way I started off those six games and like kind of getting the feel, getting my feet wet, and then just having it taken away from me, it was tough. It was a long roll of rehab, but the physical part was the biggest thing. Mentally, I kind of went through it before, so I kind of knew the routine and I was going to be fine, but just getting back physically and being ready to play at this level.
Deshaun Watson's my guest. He's here with Gatorade. We'll get to that in just one moment. People always talk about how rehab and therapy is like the loneliest thing in the world, right?
It
but
is.
At least it is. It is. But at least you had J.J. Watt
right,
going through
right.
the rehab process at the same time. So at that time, you know, you're talking about winning. You're talking about team goals. What was it like to have somebody else to go through that with? And then for the two of you to come back and start to make those dreams a reality?
It's really a blessing to be able to, because I became more professional. He helped me be able to, you know, go about my business, go about my rehab, how to take care of my body, how to watch film, little things like that that I can kind of conversate with him while we're in there, you know, training or are we watching film together, or are we working out together. So it was good to be able to watch him, you know, come back and do the thing he did this year.
Seems kind of a weird question to ask, but is there a chance that you actually got better while you were hurt?
For sure. Especially mentally, I got a lot better. A lot better.
So how different are you as a quarterback right now as compared to when you first entered the NFL? What's the biggest change in your style?
The biggest change is really just taking what the defense is giving me, not really forcing the big play. You can watch it. If you watched my whole season this year of 2018, the first half, I was still playing like a rookie, you know, kind of forcing throws downfield, turning into interceptions, not taking what the defense is giving me. But after the bye week in the second half, I kind of understood that, you know, if I just take care of the ball and take what the defense is giving me, it gives us a better chance of winning because we have a great defense.
It's got to be tough, though, right? I mean, you have a great defense, so you don't have to make every single play,
sure.
every single throw. But when you're used to making every single
it's
play
hard.
And every single throw, isn't it hard?
It's
How do you
dial
that thing back?
It.
How do you do it?
It's very hard. It's a pride thing. I mean, you just got to really just kind of, you know, take a sacrifice and take a step back and be like, hey, put the team first and not, you know, try to, you know, always make the big play so you know. Things like that. So
we're talking to Deshaun Watson for a few more moments. Of course, you were on the sideline for the national title game with your alma mater, Clemson and Alabama. Obviously, there's going to be joy in Clemson winning, but how much pride is there in the fact that you know that you helped build Clemson into what we see right now? You had a big part of that.
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, Coach Sweeney, in my recruiting process, he told me that this is what he wanted to do. The things that we're doing right now at Clemson University, that's what he wanted to do. And he said, you know, he sat me down and I was 10th grade at the time, and he was like, hey, if you commit to me, you're going to be the one to help change this program. You're going to be the face of this program. You're going to change it and get the ball rolling. And I listened to him and trusted him, and that's what happened.
He knew. He always knew. I'm curious, what is a 10th grade Deshaun Watson thinking about? Were you thinking about where you wanted to go already? Were you thinking about what your college career was going to look like?
Not really. I was just kind of just enjoying the whole moment, all the letters and things like that and the attention I was getting. I was just trying to enjoy it.
What is it about Dabo? I mean, Dabo, there's nobody like Dabo,
right.
man. You can't really, you know it when you see it, but
yep.
it's kind of hard to explain it. What makes him so different and that program so special?
I mean, just the vibe and the energy he gives off. It's something that you really can't explain. You just have to go and experience yourself. And everyone that experienced fall in love with it. And they just love the way that he approached, you know, each and every meeting, each and every conversation, each and every, you know, practice. And so he's different. He's one of a kind for sure.
You know, Deshaun, you and I have talked in the past about your journey and the impact that your mother has had on you. You recently surprised her with a renovation of her home.
Right.
What was it like and what's it mean to be able to pay back, at least in part, a little bit, all the sacrifices she made for you?
I mean, it means the world to be able to give back. And, you know, that home was a Habitat home that she built. She helped build. And so it was kind of getting old, and she wanted some new things. And, you know, she always talked about it, but I kind of just surprised her and partnered with House and was able to remodel the whole kitchen, living room, the hallways, and bless her with the things that she wanted.
Yeah, I would imagine you can't put a price tag on that. Whatever that cost, I mean, everything has a price tag,
right.
but that's priceless. That's priceless. All right, so you're working with Gatorade this week. I understand they've got a brand new limited edition flavor just for the Super Bowl. What is the flavor, and how do you like it?
The flavor is Peach Blitz. It's awesome. It's one of a kind. It's a limited edition that they're doing for Super Bowl in my home state, Georgia. So it's good to be able to be partnered with them and you know, represent the Peach Blitz.
There it is, Peach Blitz. It's a brand new limited edition flavor. You mentioned Georgia before I let you go. I mean, you are not far from right here.
Right.
What do you make of this whole setup, and who do you like on Sunday?
The whole setup is awesome. I wish I was playing in it, but you know, I've been going back and forth all week. You know, Rams and Patriots, but
me too, by the way.
I don't know. It's hard to go against Brady, but I would like to see the Rams win.
quarterback to quarterback, when you look at him and you see what he's doing at that age, what do you think?
That's the motto. He's setting the tone. That's where, you know, most guys want to be. You know, I'm only 23 years old, so hopefully when I'm 41, 42 years old, I'm able to do the things and play as long as he's playing.
Deshaun Watson starting us off on a Wednesday. That's the way you start the show. He's here with Gatorade. Deshaun, great to see you. Always appreciate you, and I appreciate you starting the day off for us.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Good to see you. Deshaun Watson, my guest. All right, rock and roll. I told you Wednesday was going to be a huge day. Thanks so much. Coming up next, on the row, Baker Mayfield. Wait on that. He has never been on the program, and I'm excited for that. He will be right here on the set. You know, I've been sleeping on my Casper mattress, and now that I have, I would pick it over every single mattress I've ever had. It helps me get the best night of sleep, period. Once you try Casper, you will love yours too. Casper is a high-quality mattress at an affordable price. I sleep cool and comfortably every single night thanks to the unique combination of foams that provide the right pressure relief and alignment. Casper ships right to your door for free in a small, how'd they do that, size box. They'll even pick it up if you don't love it, and they will refund you everything from its engineering to its packaging to letting you try it for 100 nights. It's no wonder Casper has over 35,000 five-star reviews of all their products across Casper, Google, and Amazon. Go ahead, put the Casper to the test for 100 nights risk-free. Go to Casper.com, use the code Rome, $50 off towards the purchase of certain mattresses. Casper.com, code Rome, $50 off towards the purchase of select mattresses. Casper.com. Terms and conditions do apply. Additional fees may apply for Hawaii and Alaska.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Welcome back live in the ATL. I'm Jim Rome. How's that for a tone setter? You know, when you start a program or you start a day on the row with a Deshaun Watson sit down, you know it's going to be a good day. That's a great, great tone setter. While I've got a moment, I am efforting Baker Mayfield. While I've got a moment, let me remind you, we're giving away a Master Built Smoker. Best content gets it. It can be a phone call, it can be a tweet, it can be an email, it can be a comment on our social anywhere. You know where to find me. I'm going to give that thing away before the end of the program. Telephone number is 1-800-636-8686. If you want to do it easy, just thumb out a tweet at Jim Rome. Let's give this thing away quickly. Or if you want, email me, Rome, R-O-M-E, at habitate.com. It's going to go to our studios in Southern California. They will redirect it to me. Deshaun Watson react was really, really good. See tweets. Watson has always sounded like an awesome guy and has not disappointed. Great player, franchise guy. Sean Waters tweets, another Clemson Tiger equals more jungle karma. Go Tigers. Hashtag all in. Aaron D. 23 tweets at Jim Rome. Jim Rome with the Deshaun Watson interview. That's right. And in a moment, it's going to be Jim Rome with the Baker Mayfield interview. He's already on the row. Let me just say this about Baker. I have not talked to him yet. I've not talked to him since he got here yet. But there's something to this guy. I'm telling you, even when he walks on the row, I see this all day, every single day. I see everybody who comes in and everybody who leaves, and you see some of the biggest alphas. There's just something about this kid. He's got this it. And even as he moves through Radio Row, interview to interview, you can see that it. You can see that there's something different about this guy. He just shows up like that. So it's pretty obvious why guys will follow him into battle, why older veteran teammates will fall in line behind him. He's got that it. And again, you never know exactly how to explain it, but you know it when you see it. Deshaun Watson has it in a little bit of a different way, but he has it, and Baker Mayfield definitely has it. Now, in terms of the show itself, if you're just tuning in right now, the rest of the day looks like this. I got my man, John McLemore from Masterbuilt, coming up a little bit later on this hour. On top of that, other interviews include Willie McGinnis, former Ram great Torrey Holt, former NFL great Carson Palmer, Marquise Goodwin. We're efforting Robbie Gould. He had some travel issues, so we'll see whether or not that happens. Juju Smith-Schuster is going to be on the program. Saquon Barkley is going to close the show. So this Wednesday is going to be an amazing day. And then you got the matchup itself. Hey, listen, it's only Wednesday, and notice I haven't given you my full-fledged all-in prediction yet. I'll tell you where my mind's at, though. I have flip-flopped a couple of times this week. I'm trying really hard to get with the Rams. I mean, if the entire building, this entire city, if you're not a Falcon fan, you think the Patriots are going to win. I would love to get to go the other way. Not just to go the other way, but I want to believe it. I want to make the argument. I'm trying to work it up. I'm not there yet. But by the end of the week, I might get there. On top of that, the matchup itself. You know, think about the Rams. You know, when you look at the Rams offense and you look at the offense around the NFL, you look at what's winning right now. You see teams airing it out. You see teams with a high octane offense. And we know that about the Rams. But look at what the Rams did against the Dallas Cowboys. Never mind what happened at the end of the Saints game. Never mind about the flag that never came out of the referee's pocket. Think about what they did against Dallas. That, to me, really speaks to who they are and their character and the way they go about it. In other words, they've got that high-octane offense, and you think about all the jet sweeps, but they're also a team that can line you up and punch you in the face and go old school with it. In other words, pound the ball on the ground and stop the run on the other side. And it seems to me, even though they're known as a high-flying offense, if you're going to beat the Patriots, they're going to need to do that. They're going to have to run the ball, number one. They're going to have to run the ball, and they're going to have to take away the run. If the Patriots get it going with Sony Michel, that's going to be a bad thing for the Rams. To me, they're going to have a real issue. If they can't stop the run and they can't establish the run, they're going to have an issue. As far as the Patriots, you know, they're multidimensional too. I don't know, maybe it's just me, but doesn't it feel like James White is going to have like a dozen receptions? Doesn't it feel like Brady is going to throw it to him out of the backfield over and over and over again? And I don't think Brady cares how he does it. I mean, literally, Brady does not care how it looks. He doesn't care how he does it as long as he gets that ring. And if that means throwing it out to James White 12 times or 14 times, I could see him doing that, especially if the Rams make it a priority to take away Julian Edelman. Another interview, one of my favorites, Willie McGinnis. Willie McGinnis is going to join us. In fact, you got two Long Beach Poly guys, Willie McGinnis, Juju Smith-Schuster. 1-800-636-8686. And I'll be very clear about this. That Masterbuilt smoker, it's yours for the right call or for the right tweet or for the right email. I am efforting Baker Mayfield. He's working his way up to the set, and we will have that for you in about 5 seconds.
What's up, man?
How you doing?
How are you, dude? Really good to see you. Joining us right now live on Radio Row, quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, 3,725 passing yards, 27 touchdowns in 14 games. He set an NFL record for most TD passes by a rookie. He was the winner of the Heisman Trophy, also the Maxwell, Davey O'Brien, Walter Camp Awards. He was the first pick overall in 2018 out of Oklahoma, and today appearing on behalf of Pepsi and Pepsi's NFL Rookie of the Year Award, Baker Mayfield, my man.
I appreciate you having
me. How you doing, Baker? I appreciate you. Good to see you. How are things?
Good, good. Staying busy.
That's the only way to go, right?
Absolutely.
All right, so you dial it down at all during the offseason, or are you going to take that approach, no days off?
Nah, you got to have days off. You got to unplug for a little bit. I think it's good, not only physically to get your body back, but mentally, you know, because it's such a grind. And I really felt like I was going for over a year straight after college football season ended, going to draft process, played in the Senior Bowl, all that, getting prepared for all that. It really was a grind. And so to be able to kind of unplug and relax a little bit, it's great.
It's a good answer. I like that. Baker Mayfield joining us. You talk about the year. Now, a year ago at this time, right, you're a few weeks removed from the end of the season at Oklahoma. You're getting ready for the draft. You're coming off a record-breaking season. You're a finalist for the Pepsi NFL Rookie of the Year Award. You've been a part of an amazing turnaround already in Cleveland. I got to know, what has the last year been like?
A roller coaster. You know what? It's been a lot of fun. There's definitely been a lot of ups and downs. There's been mistakes, but also, you know, learning opportunities. And so I've been thankful for this past year. It's been an unbelievable opportunity for me to live out my dream. And, you know, I dreamed of playing the NFL, and then getting my chance to play is another thing, and just trying to seize the opportunity. That's how I've always done it. And Cleveland is a good place to do it.
Let me tell you about Cleveland. Cleveland might be the best place to do it. Literally, I'm not just saying it. It might be the best place to do it. It seems like already that's an amazing fit between you and the town. How does that feel to you?
It's awesome. You know, I have that it's me against the world attitude. And Cleveland,
no way, bro.
Cleveland has that same attitude. And so, you know, it's a great match. And, you know, the energy in the stadium now for home games is so exciting. And they deserve a good football team. And we're trying to build that right now.
Baker Mayfield joining us live on the set here on Radio Row. You know how the draft process goes, right? Team, scouts, analysts, they're going to pick you apart. It's not, it may feel like it's just you, but you know it's not. They're looking to get at somebody for anything. Did you pay attention to it and what people, the critics, were saying before the draft? How'd you approach it?
I knew exactly what they were going to say. It's they had their comparisons. They wanted to compare me to Johnny. They wanted to say that, you know, I had, you know, character flaws, all that stuff. But I knew if they asked anybody that I was around within our locker room, the people that I actually, you know, had my hands on and, you know, I affected, that I would have positive reviews. And I wasn't worried about that. That's why I wanted to get in front of those people, get on the board, talk football, you know, talk about who I really am, where I'm from, why I am the way I am, why I'm wired like that. And I thought, you know, if I had that chance to do it, take advantage of it, because I feel like that's something special. And, you know, I'm thankful the Browns took a chance and believed in me.
Baker Mayfield, my guest, you know, I always ask that question. When you've got that kind of juice, when you got that kind of it, are you wired for it? I mean, is this the way you've always been, or is this something you learned?
Oh, no, I've always been like that. And I think...
Like you came out like that, wired for it.
Yeah, I think I was quiet, but I was wired to be competitive and all that. But as the years went on and just realizing to just be proud of who I am. You know, I was a late bloomer, and I think I was pretty ashamed of that. But then realizing, you know what, everything happens for a reason. You know, and I truly believe that. So just taking a chance on myself, you know, never taking no for an answer.
Baker Mayfield, my guest. Let's be real about one thing. There aren't so many guys who'd be excited about going to an 0-16 team, but it seems like your attitude all year long has been, man, bring it on, bring it on. Where does that attitude and that approach come from?
It's kind of a Kobe Bryant mentality of like, I want to do it. I want to be the one to win. I want to, you know what, I want to be that change. I want to be the difference maker. And I said it last year at the Combine, I want to be in Cleveland. I want to play for them. I want to be the guy to turn them around. And it wasn't just me, but I feel like my leadership and being able to have a part, we have a special team. But just being able to get those guys to believe in themselves and play for each other is so important, and that's why we were able to do that. You know, they had the pieces.
You know, Deshaun Watson came on before you, and he made the point that I said, what's different about this year and next year, compared to when you broke in? He said, man, I just got to be patient. I got to take what the defense gives me. I said, yeah, but if you're the guy who can make every throw, and you're the guy who can make every play, and you've always had that mentality, how hard is it to take a step back and just take what the defense gives you? He said, you're right. That is hard. Yeah. Is that hard for you, too?
Absolutely. You know what? Because the mentality is you want to be that guy to make every play. You know,
exactly just like what
I
said.
Yeah, exactly
right.
What I said. So you want to be that guy. But at the same time, playing quarterback, you need to put your team in position to win. That's the most important thing is winning. So knowing when to take those shots, knowing, you know, when your team needs it, when they need that fire, when they need that one play, and just knowing, you know, when to take your shot.
Baker Mayfield, my guest, for a couple of more moments. Talk about fire. Now, your teammates talk about a moment against Tampa Bay. When Buck safety Jordan Whitehead hit you with a helmet-to-helmet shot, and you jumped up and said, yeah, mother bleeper, and your teammates were kind of awed by the whole thing. Like Joel Bitonio said, having that guy lead your team is something special. Devereaux Lawrence said it best, quote, Baker's a dog. There are certain things you can't teach dogs. There's a whole bunch of savages in here. We got one in a quarterback. He looked at him and told him, yeah, mother bleeper. Everybody could read those lips.
Devereaux.
Right? I'm Devereaux, right? So what's it feel like if you've got a room full of dogs and savages? What's it feel like to have them say that you're that guy? And did you have any idea that play would galvanize that locker room the way it did?
No, absolutely not. I had no idea it would do that. But I love hearing that from our guys, because you want to have a guy that competes and wants to win more than anybody else. You want your leader to do that. And so to have all those guys, some of those veterans, some of those guys in my locker room believe in me. That means more than anything else, is for them to, you know what, say, that's who he is, and we're proud of that, and we're happy to have him. And because I always pride myself on just being myself, being who I am. And so to know that I have that support from them is pretty special.
Dude, how do you balance that? How do you balance, like, I'm one of the fellas, but at the same time, I am the face of the franchise, and everybody's looking at me and counting on me?
You know, there's a difference in, you know, how I end up myself outside the locker room and then how I am inside the locker room. You know, I got to be that role model. I got to be that franchise guy outside the locker room. But then inside the locker room, I got to be that same guy for them every day. They know exactly what to expect work ethic-wise, you know, who I'm going to be at practice, who I'm going to be during games, you know, the consistency.
I was going to say, man, consistency matters, right?
Absolutely. And I think, you know what, I can't be that leader for them unless I'm consistent.
You know, it seemed like you, the offense went to a different level when you and Freddie Kitchens came together. I had him on the show last week. I love this guy. I mean,
he's
just
so
talking
funny.
I mean, he's the funniest dude, but he's serious. He's serious, but he's funny. And even as a guy, like a middle-aged guy with no ability, I want to put the pads on for this guy. What's it like to play for him, and how'd you guys get on the same page so quickly?
No, the relationship with him, he was just very honest and upfront. The communication was just, it was all out there on the table. And so he believed in me, and he told me that. And so I can't ask for much more than that. And then, you know, throughout the week of going through the game plan and cutting it up, slicing it up, deciding, you know, what we liked, what we didn't like. And then also knowing how he wanted to execute it, knowing where he wanted my eyes, how to illuminate quicker. I thought that was important.
All right, so one more thought before I ask you about Pepsi. In terms of the community, you've already gone above and beyond off the field. As an example, in the team auction last month, you and your fiance auctioned off a dinner for two. You raised more than $40,000 in the process. The auction benefits Providence House. It protects at-risk kids and families in challenging situations. What's it mean to you to be able to have that kind of an impact in that community?
Oh, unbelievable. You know, to be able to have that opportunity is very special. And to be able to give back to a city that's believed in me and supported me, and just to be able to impact the youth, you know, give every kid a chance, you know, have the same opportunities as everybody else. And I think that's the important thing about it. It's definitely not an easy situation. Providence House does a great job of giving kids an opportunity to try and live normal lives, you know, whether it's families that reach out and they want help, they want to get better. And so just being able to be that person that kind of supports and pushes them along. And I don't want any of the credit, but I want those kids to have the same chance that I did.
And I want to make sure that they know also that was not a conditional thing. I'm really impressed by that. I wanted to ask you about that, but that was not a condition of being here. Pepsi was a little bit more of a condition of you being here. All right, so let me ask you this. I mean, obviously, to be up for the award is an honor. What are you doing with those folks, and how badly do you want to win that thing?
Oh, I definitely want to win. You know what? Up against some great guys, some good buddies, even a teammate, Nick Chubb. It's definitely an honor to be up for it. And everything that, you know, Pepsi stands for, it's about making it fun, making it enjoyable. It's for the fans. And I think football is, it's all of that. It's about the players, about the team, it's about the fans, about the whole community. And I think, you know, winning that award would be special. But I'm up against some great competition.
We'll see how that goes. The list I mentioned, if you guys are, in fact, the new America's team, and Freddie's America's coach, I guess that makes you America's QB, Baker. Glad you and I came together. Glad I could finally get you on the show, man. Really nice to see you.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, good to see you, man. Baker Mayfield. That's the way you start Wednesday, right? Deshaun Watson, Baker Mayfield, back-to-back. And as I mentioned before he came up here, he just shows up with a certain it. He's got a lot of it, a lot of natural charisma. You can't teach that. But that's a guy who's very sure of himself, and why not, man? Working the way he works, preparation breeds confidence. He's confident because he's done the work. When we come back, my man John McLemore from Masterbuilt stopping by the set. Marquise Goodwin also before the end of the hour. It's going to be an amazing day. Off to an amazing start already. I'm looking to give away a Masterbuilt smoker. The best content gets it. All right? So if you want that thing, earn it. Hit me up on Twitter at Jim Rome. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. And call 1-800-636-8686. Time now for a bottom of the hour sports.
Live from Atlanta, site of Super Bowl 53. This is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome back, hour number one. Moving right through it, I am Jim Rome. Great to be with you. We are on the row in Atlanta for Super Bowl 53. Let me read you a quick tweet. Shocks Rock, 17 tweets. At Jim Rome, Baker Mayfield deserves a Masterbuilt smoker after this interview, but I'll accept it on his behalf. Would you do that, bro? Would you accept it on his behalf? How about this? How about I let this guy decide who gets the Masterbuilt smoker? Because after all, he is the man behind the Masterbuilt smoker, good friend of the program, and me personally, John McLemore. John, it is so good to see you. How are you?
Jim, this is crazy. We're in Atlanta, Georgia for Super Bowl 53. I mean, how fun is this. I'm here with my wife, Tanya, and my son, John, who's just a phenomenal football freak. I will tell you that. So it's just been amazing. We live right down there in Columbus where Masterbuilt is at, so we just drove right on up here. I mean, how
I love it. This is as good as it gets. I love that. Now, all right, now your boy, he's got his Georgia sweater on. We know where his his loyalties lie. Did he bump into Baker Mayfield?
He did bump into Baker Mayfield.
How'd that go?
And I tell you, he got a little selfie video with him and said, "Hey, Baker, go Dawgs." He didn't get much of a response back. But I'll tell you from my standpoint, I mean, Deshaun Watson, you know, single-handedly took down Alabama a couple of years ago. How do you not love that guy? As an Alabama fan, to have Baker Mayfield here, sitting up here, interviewing with you here, it's just been an amazing week, I think, for everybody. So you got some predictions for Sunday?
Yeah, I do. I'm holding on to them right now. Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a coin flip.
Man,
and I'm trying hard to go with the Rams. I really am.
It is for me, too.
Every time I throw dirt, John, on the Patriots, man, somebody grabs that shovel right out of my hands, smashes me upside the head with it. So they're tough to go against.
Well, you know, for me, it's just going to be a great Sunday to watch some amazing football and cook some amazing food.
Let's
hang
get
out
right
with your
to
family
this.
And friends.
All right, break
that?
This down for me, John. Bottom line,
yeah.
Why should people ditch the grill this year and smoke their game day meals instead?
Flavor. 100% flavor. Convenience. If you want to watch the game, I'm going to be cooking. One of the questions I get asked all week when it's Super Bowl is, what am I going to cook? Obviously, we're going to be cooking a ton of wings. We're doing a Super Bowl recipe this week. on a new Masterbuilt smoker that just happens to be available at Lowe's and Home Depot that allows me to smoke those wings, Jim, and now for the first time ever, be able to put them on the top rack and caramelize that barbecue sauce to those wings with new top-down technology that Masterbuilt is famous for bringing to the smoker industry. So wings is on my menu, ribs for sure to feed a crowd, and it's just going to be easy. So the question about ditching the grill, let Masterbuilt smoker do all the work for flavor, convenience, hang out, watch the game.
All right, so is it as easy to use it as it is to grill, or maybe easier?
It is easier than grilling because you don't have to stand over that grill. It's as easy to use as your oven. With the digital smokers that Masterbuilt has on the market, Jim, you can set the temperature, set the time, insert that meat probe if you're doing like a, you know, your chicken or your Boston butt, and it perfects the temperature of the recipe, gives you great smoke-infused flavor. You don't overcook the food, but most importantly, you just get to kind of relax. And let, if you want to roll your sleeves up and have fun cooking, that's great. But if you want Masterbuilt to kind of do all the work for you, you don't have to stand over that grill, and you get better results, better flavor, and a little bit more fun.
John McLemore with Masterbuilt joining us for another few moments. You know, the technology changes every single year. Mm-hmm. What's in the product lineup for 2019? Is there any new smoker technology from Masterbuilt?
Absolutely. We've got a new propane smoker that we call our ThermoTemp. It is technology that allows you to have that gas smoker for that quick and easy convenience of getting that power of propane. Still get that great smoke-infused flavor, but it's technology now that automatically maintains the temperature. The new one that we've got in electric is what we call the grill and finish technology in the Masterbuilt electric smoker. And again, it's a broiler element in the top of that smoker, Jim, that allows you to take that recipe up just one more notch. Get those burn-in on the ribs or that Boston butt burn-ins or some pork belly burn-ins. And when I do my wings this week, You always get smoke-infused flavor when you do it on any Masterbuilt smoker, but now you can put them up there and get just a little bit more of that flavor from that burn-in.
Hey, I've done some of that. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. But then again, I had the master cooking for me, so that helped. John, bottom line, if the listeners want to know where to get a product, if they want to know about recipes, if they want more information, what is the best way for them to get the intel they're looking for?
Yeah, the best place to go is to masterbuilt.com. Our website's got some amazing content out there with some recipes and some great tips about what to do for the, maybe the Super Bowl or whatever you want to cook. And for our retailers, you've got Lowe's, Home Depot, Sam's, Bass Pro, Cabela's, and Academy. Or again, masterbuilt.com. For not only the best retailer, but some of those great recipes that we love doing. And when we were out there cooking with you, man, that was, it's just fun. So we want to show everybody just how easy,
it's a lot of fun.
Easy it is.
All right, it is. It's easy, it's fun, the food tastes amazing. Who do you have Sunday?
I'm like you, man. It's hard to throw some dirt on the guy that's been there, I don't know, four, five. How many times is
this? This is number nine.
Number nine.
He's got
how many rings?
He's got five.
So it's hard to do that, but I'm going to tell you something. I think L.A. is going to be bringing it. I do. So, you know, I'm actually, if I had to put money on it right now, I don't have enough money.
Well, that's not. I would never attempt to say something like this to a man of your stature. Yeah. My man, that's not true.
No?
You do have enough money.
Well, I can tell you this. I'm pulling for both teams because right now Atlanta's not in the Super Bowl, so it's going to be a fun Super Bowl for me. But we're in Atlanta.
John, listen, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Brother. I appreciate the friendship. I appreciate the business. Have a great Super Bowl Sunday.
Man, thank you. And for all the Masterbuilt fans out there, thank y'all from all the Macklemore.
Great to see you.
Yes, sir, buddy.
John McLemore with Masterbuilt. All right, then. Good to see you, man. Well done. 1-800-636-8686. So if you want to win the Masterbuilt, and you heard what it's all about, you got to step that thing up. We're rolling through it. It is a busy Wednesday. We are joined right now on the set here at Radio Row by a wide receiver for the San Francisco 49ers, a George Halas. Award winner. Good to see you, man.
Good to see you.
23 receptions, 395 yards, and four TDs this season. You might remember, a two-time NCAA long jump champ, a five-time Big 12 champ, a member of the 2012 Olympic team, a silver medalist at the Pan American Games in the long jump. He was the 78th pick overall out of Texas in 2013, and today he appears courtesy of the Mophy Power Station PD, Marquise Goodwin. My man, what's up? How are you?
What's going on? How you doing?
Good, dude. How you doing?
Hey, any day above ground is great for me.
I'll second that. Any day above ground is great. Listen, let me start right here. Recently, I saw you cleaning out your shoe closet, except, my man, it's not really a closet. It's kind of a shoe room. What was that process like for you?
Oh, that process was terrible.
Yeah, right?
Oh, my goodness. Having to clean out all of those shoes out, I didn't really get rid of any shoes, just really getting rid of more so the boxes because my wife wanted me to. Otherwise, it probably
didn't it feel good when you did it, or no?
Definitely felt good. I mean, just being able to actually walk around the room without stepping on anything, that's always good.
Man, that's the best. I mean, you got to eliminate the clutter, right?
Got to.
Now, there's a video of you cleaning out that closet on your YouTube channel, Goodwin Season. You and your wife, Morgan, have that. What about the YouTube channel, all right? I mean, I'm all about the platform, all about content. Where did that idea come from?
It was really more of my wife's idea. She was already blogging prior to that. And she felt like, you know, we share so much of our lives to our friends and fans that we want to develop, like, some type of platform to where we could share our travels or get more in-depth on it. So we thought, you know, why not start a YouTube channel? And I think it's proving great.
Dude, it's banging. It's good. It's really good. It's cool.
It's cool just to show, you know, that side of us. And be able to...
The fans want to be let in, man. They want to know what's going on. They want the inside. Take me back to last offseason. You signed a contract with the Niners, and then shortly after that, you bought a new home for your mother and your sister. The video is incredible as you take off their blindfolds and show them the house. It really was an amazing experience. What was it like for you to be able to do that for your family?
Man, it was so humbling for me to be able to provide that type of excitement for my mom and sister. Seeing the struggle that we dealt with and seeing not being able to see that smile for a lot of my life, having to see, you know, going through the hard times and being able to just to provide that moment for them, it was just, for me, words can't even really explain it. Like, it's something that I said that I would do since I was 9 years old when I started playing football, when I started running track. I wanted to make enough to where I could support my family, help buy my mom and my sister a house. And, you know, when I got that contract extension, I already knew what I was going to do with it.
Listen, I could talk X's and O's with you all day long. I want to ask you about something, though. You and Morgan did a video on your channel where you told the world that in November, you lost unborn twins, and that came after the one-year anniversary of losing your son, Marquise Jr. I mean, there really are not words to describe something that horrific. How are you and Morgan doing, and why was it important for you to share that with the world?
First and foremost, all honors to God for just giving us the strength and the courage to even want to do something like that. We really were just led by God to do that, just to show other people that we are human and that we go through daily human-like things. We suffer loss, and things don't always work out how we want it to work out, but we still have to live. We still have to push forward, and we still got to continue to move and achieve things in life. We can't just let something that, you know, we wanted to happen keep us from living, and we want to communicate that to the whole, our old fan base, all the people out there who watch us, let them know that, you know, we appreciate all that support that we get from them, too, because it's helped us in our transition.
I was going to say, what was the reaction? Did people appreciate that? And were there more than a few people who said, we went through something similar, this helps?
So many people have reached out to us and said that, you know, I thought I was the only one who this has happened to. What's wrong with me? But, you know, since you put your story out, it's helped me realize that I'm not alone and that I can express how I feel and that it will help me in my healing process.
We're talking to Marquise Goodwin. Before you go, you got a box on the set. I like this product. I'm a Mophy guy. I use that product.
Do you use it?
Yes, I do. Of course I use
it. Yes, sir. So you already know.
Can't run out of juice, man. Tell me about it.
All right, this Mophy product, this is Power Station PD. It's a new product that Mophy came out with. Gets you 50% charge in 30 minutes. And today I will be giving these out to the first 50 people that meet me at 215 downtown Atlanta at the Stats Brew Pub. 215. So y'all meet me there. I'm going to give these out for free for the first 50 people. But this charge is essential. I mean, I carry this everywhere that I go. Obviously, you see I have one on set, and this is for you, actually.
I'll take this to you, my man.
I'm giving this to you with the plug-in.
Love it.
But 215, meet me at Clubhouse. This charger is essential for charging all your products. And, you know, we have Apple, we have Android plug-ins, everything that you need.
All right, we're talking to Marquise Goodwin. I got about 60 seconds. Thanks for that. Good looking out. Who do you have on Sunday? Who do you like on Sunday?
Man. I would like for my team to be in the race, but I'm gonna have to go with the Rams, man.
Okay, I hear you. It's not easy. Being who you play for, that's not easy.
Exactly.
Listen, man, I appreciate you. I really appreciate the conversation. Have a great day. You fans should go out and meet Marquise. Good to see you, man.
Appreciate you.
That's how you do it. I appreciate you very much, man. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
We're coming back. Hour number two. It's going to be a busy one. Live from Radio Row, Super Bowl 53. A lot more to get done. Do not go anywhere.